We are glad you're along here for Current State. Our first guest today was among the first to announce his candidacy for statewide office in this year's elections. Democrat Mark Totten threw his hat in the ring to become his party's nominee for attorney general almost a year ago. Mark Totten is also an ex-federal prosecutor in the nation's capital, a graduate of Yale Law School, where he also earned a Ph.D. in ethics. He currently teaches criminal law and ethics at the Michigan State University College of Law here in East Lansing. He recently picked up a competitor for the Democratic nomination in veteran Detroit civil rights attorney Godfrey Dillard. Both candidates have suggested they are especially eager to unseat Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette. Mark Totten lives in Kalamazoo with his wife and two kids, and we welcome Mark Totten to Current State.
Thanks. Mark, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks very much for joining us. Why do you want to be Michigan's Attorney General?
So, Mark, I'm running for Attorney General because I want to give Michigan an Attorney General who keeps families safe and who never lets politics get in the way. You know, I think for the past 3 years under Attorney General Bill Schuette, we've seen an elected officer who has used his office to please the very far right of his party. He has been involved in one crusade after another that I think has compromised the safety of people all across the state, and that needs to change, and that's why I'm running.
On your website, you say, "My commitment day and night will be to protect you from crime, street crime, but economic crime as well," unquote. How are Michigan citizens at risk here in 2014 that you would address as Attorney General?
You know, look, our state was one of the states hardest hit by the economic crisis that first appeared in 2008. You know, there were we saw home prices plummet. We saw mortgages underwater. We saw families separated as some folks parents had to leave the state to go out and find work. And we need to be very vigilant in holding, those institutions that played a very significant role in that crisis responsible and accountable. And we've seen attorneys general all across the nation play a critical role in creating that accountability, taking on some of the very large financial institutions that had a very significant role to play. And Michigan has been on the sidelines. We've not led in terms of accountability and in terms of protecting families. And that's going to change when I become Attorney General.
You say, as you said earlier, you vow that as Attorney General, you will never let politics get in the way. This is a major criticism of yours with Attorney General Schuette. Talk to us a little bit more about that. Is your candidacy triggered specifically by Bill Schuette?
Well, look, I'm running to give Michigan an attorney general that keeps families safe. I want to try to reclaim the legacy of Frank Kelly, who was AG in this state for over 37 years. I think just left us a great legacy. I think we're far from that. And so we're going to continue to get our message out and to focus on protecting people, certainly from violent crime. I had the privilege as a federal prosecutor of doing that kind of work. But at the same time, you know, protecting folks and families from pocketbook crimes, consumer protection, making sure that people aren't taken advantage of by people who might try to make a buck off them.
Let's talk a little bit more about your years in Washington, D.C., and talk about that experience. What about your experience as a prosecutor?
So I started out at the Justice Department, Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., a wonderful opportunity to serve with some of the nation's top lawyers, was there for a while, headed down the street, and then was working at one of the federal courts of appeal in Washington, D.C. It was a very interesting time period. You know, it was the height of when all of these cases were coming up, particularly to this court following 9/11. And I was the point person on national security for the federal judge I worked for. I had the opportunity to have a voice in a lot of those cases. And then after that, we decided, after my daughter was born in D.C., we decided to move back home here to Michigan. And so I have since then, as you mentioned, been teaching at MSU at the College of Law here. And then I've also have been serving as a federal prosecutor over in the office in Grand Rapids. And love that work. Just such a privilege to be able to protect women from abusers, to be able to protect seniors from predatory lenders, to be able to protect children from sexual predators. And that's the kind of experience I'm going to bring with me into this office.
How many cases have you led as a prosecutor?
That's a good question. I don't know if I have an exact number for you. I was serving alongside my work here at MSU, and my focus in particular was handling appeals, and so those work a little bit differently. I was down every couple months to the...
Well, about how many? I mean...
Probably, I have to pull my list out, probably about, during the time that I was serving there, I probably handled about 20 appeals or so.
Did you,
did
you fare?
That was here in D.C. That was here in Michigan. I also handled cases when I was in D.C. as well.
How did you fare in those cases?
I think I won almost all of them. One of the cases that I'm particularly proud of was, there was a guy that was a sexual predator. He was trying to use a hidden camera to produce child pornography, and he's actually trying to rent kids to sexually abuse them. And I got involved in the case. There was the law wasn't quite as clear as we needed it to be. We were worried about what was going to happen. I took the case all the way down to the Federal Court of Appeals in Cincinnati, won a home run victory. This guy went away for 31 years, and we strengthened the law all across Michigan to be able to protect children from sexual predators.
How many years have you spent in the courtroom compared to the classroom? I mean, you're here at the College of Law now.
Yeah, so I started out serving at the Justice Department. I was went down the street then and served in the court. I've also been during the time that I've been teaching here at MSU, it was really important for me not to just be teaching in the classroom. And so, early on, I started working at the prosecutor's office and was doing that alongside while I was teaching, doing both opportunities at the same time.
We're talking with Democratic candidate for Attorney General here in Michigan, Mark Totten. Godfrey Dillard, you picked up as a competitor here not too long ago. He appears to be a highly experienced candidate, decades of experience working with traditionally Democratic constituencies, prominent in civil rights cases. How are you waging that battle of persuasion in your own party?
You know, Mark, I've... From the moment I got into this race, I have been focused on Bill Schuette. The problem with Michigan is the Attorney General's office is the current Attorney General. My focus has been there from the start. It's going to remain there. The last two polls.
Practically, don't you have to? I mean, you do have a primary battle here you're facing as well.
Well, technically, these positions are chosen by convention,
right.
By the party,
right.
and that will happen at some point. I assume this summer. That stuff hasn't been scheduled yet, and there's certainly a process. Both parties have a process for making these decisions. I respect that. I've obviously, been working for a year to try to send a strong message to folks in the party that I'm going to be a very diligent candidate, carry a strong message. And I respect that process. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's a decision that's made by the members of our party. And I'm just going to continue to do what I've been doing, and that's focus on Bill Schuette and spread my vision for why we need to do better.
I'd like to talk with you about some recent legal decisions and debates that have been in the news. The U.S. Supreme Court recently decided in favor of Michigan's ban on race in college admissions. What do you think of that decision?
So I think most people recognized from the beginning that was going to be a very difficult case to make. And I think regardless of the outcome, we need to make sure that our public education system is one of the strongest in the nation, and at the same time that it is accessible and open for all, regardless of race, regardless of income status.
Well, Justice Kennedy emphasized the importance of the voters in the majority decision here, and I'll quote from his decision. I'd love to get your response to this. He said, "There is no authority in the Constitution of the United States or in this court's precedents for the judiciary to set aside Michigan laws that commit this policy determination to the voters." Would you have a problem, or would you not have a problem with the reversal of a popular vote?
you know, instead of talking about means, let me focus on the end result here. We want to make sure that we have universities that reflect the, you know, the vast differences and strengths of folks across our state and beyond. You know, I want to make sure that, you know, within the bounds of the law that we try to do that. And I'm committed to helping find solutions to make sure that we have that kind of, and, you know, when we talk about, you know, the types of differences that make for strong learning environments, obviously we're talking about race, but we're talking about a lot of different factors. We're talking about people from different economic backgrounds. We're talking about people with different artistic abilities and from different geographical areas. And I think the business community for a long time has known that having that kind of, you know, that kind of collective differences in the midst of an environment is a real strength. And I think it's a real strength for our learning environments as well. And, you know, we need to find ways to better accomplish that.
But were you troubled by the Supreme Court decision?
You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, the Supreme Court has ruled on this situation. I do think that we need to find ways to better achieve the kind of differences that I was referring to. I mean, you know, the last number I heard is that you know, the numbers of you know, minority students at the University of Michigan has really dipped in recent years and doesn't necessarily even reflect the makeup of the state. And I think that's, you know, that should be a great concern. And I think we need to continue to work on solutions respecting, you know, the bounds of the law that the Supreme Court has determined to be able to achieve that end.
But even if it means overturning a popular vote.
Well, I mean, ultimately, that's going to be a decision for the people. You know, the court has closed down the door to doing it otherwise, and you know, I think that's one means to be able to achieve that end. I think we'd probably want to figure out beforehand whether there are alternative means to be able to achieve the types of diverse learning environments that we I think most people in the state recognize as important.
What do you make of Judge Bernard Friedman's recent decision reversing the state's ban on gay marriage?
So I think that ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court is going to strike down the Michigan law. And I think they very clearly signaled where they're going in the ruling that came out this last summer. And they're going to strike it down because it violates our fundamental commitment in this country and in the Constitution to equal protection under the law. And, you know, that's a conclusion that I support.
We're talking with Democratic candidate for Attorney General in Michigan, Mark Totten. And to turn to something completely different, two ballot proposals involving wolf hunting in Michigan will be not one, two proposals will be on the ballot involving wolf hunting in Michigan this November. Should wolf hunting be allowed in this state?
You know, I think wolf hunting has been let me back up. I think hunting has been obviously an important part of thousands of Michigan families across the generations. You know, my dad was a hunter, my grandpa was a hunter, I'm a gun owner. At the same time, you know, this particular issue about wolf hunting is going to ultimately be decided by the people. I do think in making that decision, it needs to be based on the best available science. I'll say that, you know, that's a process I'm still looking at. The issue hasn't been front and central in the AG's race, you know, I want to continue to look at that evidence, and so that when I, you know, cast my vote as a citizen in November, I can make an informed decision.
When the state decided to go ahead with it, though, did you have any particular response to that? Would you have preferred wolf hunting not be taking place in Michigan?
Yeah, I think I'll go back to what I said. I think this is an issue for the science. We want to know what the best conservation science says about what's possible in this area. And I'm just, you know, I'm not sure the answer to that question right now.
Michigan's medical marijuana law, which was also the result of a popular vote, has led to a great deal of confusion with regard to implementation and enforcement. What role should the state's AG be playing with regard to medical marijuana?
So, you know, roughly 63% of the voters several years ago passed the amendment you're referring to, creating a medical marijuana system. And, you know, I think what folks said in the state is we want a safe and effective medical marijuana system. And there are certainly challenges that have been involved in this law. It is not an example of clarity. I regularly talk with elected county prosecutors around the state, and several of them understand the law and might have even supported it. I think they have found it to be challenging to enforce because of the ambiguity. But here's the clear difference between my opponent, Bill Schuette, and myself. I'm going to be a problem solver. And what Bill Schuette has been from day one on this issue is an obstacle. He has made, in some cases, nearly indefensible arguments about why this system should be struck down. At one point, he argued that the Michigan medical marijuana law was not allowed under federal law, which no court bought. He lost that argument in every single court he argued. And so I just, what I want to say is there are some challenges involved in this law. I understand the frustrations that law enforcement's faced. I want to try to bring clarity, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be a problem solver to try to create a safe and effective system.
As you yourself have pointed out, AG might be considered to stand for aspiring governor. You're a young guy. Do you have that ultimate aspiration?
My dream job is to be attorney general. And just to be straightforward, I have not put any thought into that. I don't actually I'm focused on the next 6 months. It's really hard to think much further down the road than that. But I just think, the opportunity to be in a place where you are trusted with protecting citizens across the state in so many different areas. I mean, just the attorney general has such broad powers to be able to protect people and really to pick areas that are especially important. I often think that, the average price of a lawyer in this state is $233 an hour. Now think about that. If you have a lawyer do a half day's work, you're talking about well over $1,000. Do you think most Michigan families can afford that? I mean, the answer is clearly no. Most people do not have access to justice because they can't afford it. And so when there are harms that affect a broad spectrum of people, they demand, they need a lawyer. They need an attorney general who's going to represent them. And that's the leader that I'm going to be.
Kalamazoo resident Mark Totten is a Democratic candidate for attorney general here in the state of Michigan. He's also on the faculty at the MSU College of Law here in East Lansing. Mark, thanks for joining us. Good luck.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.